It's Monday, October 18th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The missed headline of the data, it's not waste, and instead... And what one company's investment round tells us about marketplaces. This is the Business of Tech. There seemed to be a flurry of market studies. I think everyone is thinking about 2022. Tech Isle weighs in with the divergence of channel sales messaging and customer value, which is not a new trend. Quoting their research, as seen in the data, quality of services provided by the partner and technical expertise are the most important reasons why customers embrace their channel suppliers, followed by industry knowledge and long-term relationships, understanding of business needs, delivering on business outcomes, and pricing. On the other hand, features and functionality, affordable price, and availability as a subscription service are messages used by more than 50% of the channel. Ease of use, robust security, and industry vertical specific relevance by about 40%, and affordable maintenance and support, customizable to meet business needs and deliver business outcomes by 30 to 36% of channel members. Thus, the messaging by partners differs from what customers value. Further quoting, data shows that the most critical customer requirements, implementing new technology solutions, accessing skills that they lack internally, help in acquiring, deploying, and supporting technology, and help in building a digital business strategy are all cited by 44 to 59% of firms and need help in creating a roadmap for adoption of technology by 22%, an area that Tech Isle believes will become more important over time and maybe more important already than this data would suggest. However, the channel partner's target positioning is very different. Their primary focus is on supplying products and services to sustain IT infrastructure, not explicitly on the list of most crucial customer technology requirements, but generally essential to the functioning of customer IT environments. Research from Inmarsat, a mobile satellite communication firm, says Internet of Things will overtake cloud computing, security, big data, and digital transformation as the greatest proportion of IT budgets over the next 3 years. The research also says that current investments are paying off with reduction in operational costs. Of note, it's varied across industry sectors, with oil and gas leading the way, followed by electrical utilities, transport and logistics, mining, and finally, agricultural businesses. Not all that cloud spend is good. 29% of SaaS software spend is underutilized or wasted, per Flexera's State of ITAM 2022 report. Of course, 31% of spend in desktop software is wasted too. One-third of IT asset management teams say they currently track SaaS usage, but half say they plan to. Why do we care? For those vendors listening, a small wake-up reminder here. You're judged mostly on the quality of service and your technical expertise, too. For IT service companies, again, a reminder. You're hired for your skills in technology and help developing a technology strategy. That's way more than that primary focus of sustaining IT infrastructure. Tech Isle is way nicer than I am. If a services company is just sustaining IT infrastructure, you are dead company walking. For those that listen to my pushback on Windows 11 reluctance, this is why. Which is why the other data matters. An easy headline is the waste in SaaS applications, but it's roughly the same waste as desktop software. The boring but true headline is that it's the same waste, and SaaS is a better spend. Leading to that last data point, cloud isn't the end state either. IoT won't be the next thing for every industry. This data just points out how the next thing is likely to vary by industry. Whereas a decade ago, I might have been dismissive of verticalization as an option, now it's so much more critical. Toronto SaaS startup Resque, that's R-E-S-Q, has completed a Series A funding round. Founded in 2018, the software allows restaurant owners to submit, manage, and pay for repairs and maintenance in a marketplace of service providers. Why do we care? I reserve the right to break my own rules on topics periodically. I don't care much for funding rounds, but I do care about certain moves on companies. Jay McBain at Forrester is big on marketplace as a trend. So what struck me here was the idea of applying this idea in more and more industries. This one isn't new, this just felt like a great example. And there are several players working on this in the IT space too, if you didn't know. Threats to client data constantly evolve, so your strategies must evolve too. But knowing where to get good guidance isn't always easy. Well, nowhere will you hear more helpful insights from leading cyber protection experts than at the Acronis CyberFit Summit. I'm going this year in person in Miami, and you should join me. Experts like Eric Simpson, Larry Walsh, and Acronis' Amy Luby will show you how to boost profits, reduce risk, and improve your team's productivity, as well as the latest cybersecurity strategies, technologies, and processes. In person and online, learn more about the Acronis CyberFit Summit World Tour at acronis.events. Thanks for listening. Join me for Killing It Live this Wednesday, noon Eastern. Sign up at killingitlive.com, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio. Want to reach our listeners? mspradio.com/engage.